Smoke-free efforts have seen success across the state and nation. City ordinances and the notable decision by CVS to discontinue selling tobacco products have garnered attention to the issue of smoking and secondhand smoke. With a look at the impact of these decisions and education efforts on the issue is Region 8 Coordinator for Tobacco-Free Living, Jennifer Hainline. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Well, local ordinances went into effect this year. How have those items affected clubs and restaurants in our area?
Well, what we've heard is that we are seeing more people who don't smoke come out and patronize the bars and the bingo halls. So they are seeing a change in their customer base, and that's a good thing. People who don't smoke have more options to go out and socialize. And, you know, before the ordinance went into effect, when we did air quality monitoring, what we saw in the percentage of people who were patronizing bars was only about 20% of the customers were smoking anyway.
From what you've observed, has there been any issue with the laws being enforced?
I think there are some issues with enforcement. You know, we're really not wanting police to be out policing this. This is about people policing themselves and understanding that the ordinance is about protecting public health, and it's looking out for your friend and your neighbor and not exposing them to these toxic chemicals.
Well, another issue, and that is CVS. They've announced dropping the sale of cigarettes. Any indication at this point if other national chains are considering to follow suit?
Well, there are several national chains who have considered it and are considering it. It is a considerable financial decision for them to make. There's a lot of money to be made off of selling tobacco products and products that harm people. So it really is a moral decision. And CVS, they are an example of exactly what people scream for. They want business to have some kind of responsibility for the people they serve. And CVS has done that. They're putting people in front of their bottom line. And that's what we all want. And I think that is an amazing statement. And I think that we are going to see a gradual phase out of smoking altogether. People know cigarettes are bad for them. Even people who smoke wish they hadn't started because they become slaves to the nicotine. So I think it's a good move. It's a wise move. It puts them in a very favorable position in the eyes of consumers. And their stock has gone up because of that.
At this point, Jennifer, do we know if CVS offers or is dropping sales of the e-cigarettes?
To my understanding, the electronic cigarettes are included in that. And the other issue is the FDA is considering also including electronic cigarettes in their definition of tobacco because that research is coming out that makes it problematic in terms of what it does to the health of people who use them and people around them. So I think we're going to see the FDA included in the definition of tobacco anyhow, but my understanding is CVS will exclude the electronic cigarettes as well because it is simply a nicotine delivery system. There is nothing of a health benefit by the electronic cigarettes.
Yeah, the e-cigarettes also across the state, as State Senator Rick Gallo is authoring legislation to prohibit sales of the e-cigarettes to those under the age of 18. Has that alternative source of smoking picked up popularity among young people in our area?
Absolutely. We have seen an exponential increase by youth using electronic cigarettes. And when you ask youth if they've smoked, they'll say no. But if you ask them if they've used electronic cigarettes, they'll say yes. And this is a big problem that we all need to be aware of when we're educating our children, that it's not just a fear of smoking anymore, that we have to explain to them the importance of understanding what they're putting in their body and what it does to their body. And that nicotine delivery system is very problematic for our children and what it can do to them.
In your position and your work with Tobacco Free Living, how are you focusing education efforts to area youth?
Well, we're trying to help them understand what's going on with the passive marketing that Big Tobacco does. They have pumped billions of dollars into research, and they spend millions of dollars in Louisiana alone every year on marketing. And the marketing is aimed at youth because they need them to be their replacement tobacco users. So they'll put up signs out on the streets and put a slushy sign in the middle, and they pay our retailers to put those signs up because it draws the attention of children, gets them used to the idea of these different cigarette brands. So when they go and get older and want to buy them, it's been done through that passive marketing and getting them used to the concept. So we're raising education about that, and we're having our legislators look at what are we going to do about this tobacco advertising that happens near schools and parks, and do we want to protect our youth from that? And the answer is yes, we do want to protect our youth. Our parents, everybody in the community knows that we want to keep our youth as healthy as we can, and that's one way to do it.
Jennifer Hainlein is the Region 8 Coordinator with Tobacco Free Living. Jennifer, thanks for your insight and appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bob, for having me. I appreciate you.